From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. New rules in California will require law enforcement to tell sexual assault victims their rights. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffett reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2018.
Nancy O'Malley is the Alameda County District Attorney. She says one new law requires sexual assault victims be provided with a card that says,
"A person who's a victim of sexual assault crime does not have to cooperate or engage with law enforcement in order to get a free forensic sexual assault exam."
She says another new state law requires law enforcement agencies use a new computer database to track sexual assault forensic kits once they are logged into law enforcement property rooms. Even if victims don't press charges, adult rape kits must be held for at least 20 years or until the victims turn 40 if they were minors at the time of the attacks. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffett.
Well, fathers of young kids often struggle to find diaper changing stations in public places. Another new California law taking effect next month seeks to help. Democratic Assemblyman Ian Calderon says his experiences as a new dad spurred him to write the bill.
The relief of a parent being able to change their baby on a nice changing station in the restroom rather than on a booth at the restaurant or on some chairs where your baby could fall or having to walk all the way back out to your car, I think it's a much better option.
The law requires that at least one diaper changing station be accessible to both men and women in state and local government buildings, large retail and entertainment venues, and restaurants that hold at least 60 people, but it only applies to new construction and renovations. You can find these and other stories, plus a link to more new California laws taking effect in the new year at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.